Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Randy Batson, graduate of the Bachelor of Arts in History and Masters of Arts and Heritage Studies programs of the Cahill Campus of the University of the West Indies. On this day, November 29, 1969, Barbadians read in the pages of the Barbados Advocate that one Anthony Carter, better known as the Mighty Gabby, proved just how mighty he was when he claimed his second consecutive victory in the Independence Calypso King competition at the ripe old age of 21. The event, which was held a few days earlier, was described by the Barbados Advocate as one of the toughest calypso contests ever witnessed in Barbados. Gabby prevailed over a field of 11 artists, several of whom eventually went on to become legends of the art form. He won with 485 points with two songs, Family Planning and All the Women Gone. The Mighty Romeo had to settle for second place with 473 points, whilst the Mighty Sugar took third with 409 points. In fourth place was Sir Don, whom the Advocate noted had attracted much attention. The Mighty Viper was fifth, and Griner was sixth. The other contestants were Lord Takeover, Mighty Dragon, Lord Summers, Lord Dighton, and the Mighty Serenader. The Mighty Dragon reportedly was a crowd pleaser, as he brought the house down with his performance of a song he had recently recorded called Donkey History. According to the Advocate, Gabby was the one to beat from the time he bounded on stage, outfitted in a nurse's uniform no less, to perform Family Planning. However, his rivals Mighty Sugar, Romeo, Sir Dawn, and Viper reportedly provided stiff competition, such that it made a clear winner difficult to predict. However, when Gabby eventually proved victorious, his win was greeted with loud cheers. The Al Jolks produced show also featured appearances by notable local acts such as the Crescendos, the Opals, and the legendary Jackie Opal. The Mighty Gabby would go on to claim the Pickety Crop Calypso Monarch title five times in the competition produced by the National Cultural Foundation. His victory in a very competitive field, reported by the Advocate on this day, November 29, 1969, was an early indication that he would become one of the finest exponents and an icon of the art form in the island.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.